To some Lincolnshire motorists, they're a scourge. To others, they're potential lifesavers. I'm talking, of course, about speed cameras. As we've been reporting here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire, the number of speed cameras in the county won't be increased in the near future, and the money from speeding fines will be spent on alternative road safety measures. Here in Lincolnshire, officials have managed to reduce casualties despite issuing fewer fines. And they've said there'll be no let-up in the war on speeding drivers, as James Kelly reports.
As the car approaches, you can hear the speed as well as it being displayed. At the moment, this one's doing just 23 miles an hour, which is very reasonable. And then there's another car going away from us and accelerating, as you can hear from the sound. We've gone from 17 miles an hour up to 21. He's approaching a junction now, so he should be slowing down any minute. But the maximum he's got to there is 24 miles an hour. Quite happy with the speed of motorists doing that.
PC Andy Brown describing how his handheld speed radar gun works. As he kept an eye on motorists here on Westwick Drive in Lincoln, his colleague, Police Community Support Officer Bob Bayliss, explained to me why they were targeting the 30-mile-per-hour residential road.
Through a survey we've done in the area, it was identified by the residents that they felt speeding was an issue on the Westwick Drive, Westwick Gardens, Moorland Avenue. So responding to that, we felt it was appropriate to do some high-visibility reassurance work with the speed camera. Obviously, we've got the residents involved, because that's part of the resident panel that have asked for this. And it's just another way of identifying problems in the community and addressing these problems with everybody involved.
A number of residents whose complaints about speeding in their neighbourhood had prompted the police action gathered to watch. They told me where drivers are going too fast.
Down the drive, on the Moorland, down Westwick Garden, speeding all the time.
And what sort of speeds are you seeing people drive at?
Very, very fast. They even come onto the curb and off, especially down Westwick Gardens.
And what does that make you worry about in terms of safety?
I've got two grandchildren, and there's a spare corner where I live, and the kids play on there. They've only got to swing on there, and they're gone, aren't they? The kids are knocked straight down.
What sort of speeds do you see people going at down here?
Well, I'm not an expert, I think, but it's over the limit. In fact, it's extremely over the limit.
What do you think about the problem of speeding around here? How big is the problem?
Everyone's got quite a few kids around here. Most of them like to play in the streets. You're supposed to sort of slow down in built-up areas, and there's a lot of people like that just don't understand that concept. So,
and what's your opinion of those people?
Pretty selfish, really.
Only yards down the road from where PC Brown was wielding his radar gun is Moorland Infant and Nursery School, where Rachel Kennedy was picking up her young sons. Was she worried about speeding?
It's definitely a concern. I mean, you see them flying up and down, not just here, but on Moorland Avenue as well, and just around the general area.
You're pleased to see the police here?
I am, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, they can't be here all the time, though, can they? That's the trouble.
Although only 7 years old, her son Luke also has a view on some of the driving he sees on the roads around his school.
Dangerous.
Why do you say that?
Because when I go to cross the road, I feel like a car's going to come and run over me.
Returning to PC Brown, we talked about the fact that the number of fixed speed cameras in the county won't be increased anytime soon. I asked him whether he thought random speed checks are the way forward.
If we target areas where there is a problem, we're going to have a more effect than just having speed cameras in locations where people know they're going to be, slow down for them. If there's the random nature of locations, then they're always going to be wondering where the next one will be.
Although no one was caught in this speed trap, the message from the police, pupils and residents to speeding drivers here is crystal clear.
Slow down!
A report by BBC Radio Lincolnshire's James Kelly, and that's just one of so many communities where speeding is considered an issue.